For WKMS News, I'm Matt Markgraff. Kentucky's industrial hemp research program is on a trajectory for growth with the highest number of approved applicants this year, but challenges remain. Nicole Irwin has more on what lies ahead for the 225 approved producers in 2018.
Hemp's association with marijuana remains the largest hurdle for producers. In a recent breakout session at the American Farm Bureau National Convention in Nashville, hemp supporters discussed legislation to remove the crop from the DEA's Schedule 1 substance list. West Kentucky hemp processor Katie Moyer says Attorney General Jeff Sessions' move to rescind the Cole memo, which reflects a passive federal policy on the enforcement of cannabis laws, won't affect hemp or the proposed Industrial Hemp Farming Act of 2017.
Jeff Sessions seems to be acting pretty much of his own accord. It doesn't seem like there's a big appetite in D.C. for doing the things that Sessions is doing.
Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles has said the 2014 Farm Bill gives clear authority to conduct an industrial hemp pilot program regardless of marijuana enforcement. Moyer says what could happen in the 2018 Farm Bill remains uncertain. Congressman Andy Barr filed legislation in December to create protections for institutions that provide financial services to hemp businesses. I'm Nicole Irwin in Murray.